You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO, at 102.7 FM.
The Utopia Festival, Women in Digital Culture, will happen all day today at W2 Storium. Utopia celebrates women in electronic arts. It educates through workshops and inspires with an evening showcase performance featuring the largest lineup of women in electronic music in Canada. DJ Betty Ford is in the studio to talk about Utopia with me, but first, let's listen.
To wear a bra or not to wear a bra is hardly the most essential question of this movement.
Maren Hancock, a.k.a. DJ Betty Ford, is the senior co-curator of Utopia. She stepped out of W2 here where the Utopia Festival is taking place. She just stepped out for a few minutes and jumped into our studio to tell us about it. Good morning, Maren.
Good morning.
Why is the conference called Utopia?
Oh, that's a good question. We were trying to find a name, and we wanted a name that expressed a celebration and an idealism, a place that we want to get to or that we want to inhabit for a day. So I think that's vague, but I think we wanted a term that was really sort of encompassing celebration, liberation, working together, music, all the kinds of things that you would find in a utopia. Our festival expressed. So we just thought it was an appropriate name.
And it sounds like the world of women in DJing and electronic music is not necessarily utopia. You've been doing it for a long time. Tell us a little bit about your experience.
Oh, well, it's been good. I've been a DJ for 12 years. Before that, I was an event coordinator, just a fundraiser, like as a volunteer. It's like everything else in the world. DJing is reflective of just the state of social justice in Canada in general. It's interesting to me, actually, the fact that where we are with gender parity in terms of electronic music, DJing specifically, is about 20% women, which is reflective of how many women we have actually in Parliament. So it's interesting that it's women's participation culturally and politically. There's correlations across the board, even if it's arts to politics or to any male-dominated field. So, it's what it is, but definitely networking with other women and creating women-only spaces as cultural workers is one thing that we can do to support and nurture each other and give each other some space to shine.
Now you're mentioning numbers there, and I guess what I'm curious about is also just maybe the kind of particular set of challenges that women kind of face in something like digital technology, which is women have the ability to do digital technology.
Yes.
It's not, there's not even kind of a question there. But is that something where you've experienced a particular sort of set of preconceptions or prejudices around?
Oh, definitely. As a woman DJ, especially in the late 90s, it was just constantly, oh my gosh, are you the DJ? Who's the DJ? Where's the DJ? often I don't know if you had have some experiences in radio or not. Well, so there you go. So people are just not used to seeing, I think, A, women interacting with technology, and then B, though, specifically with DJ culture, which I know might seem separated or isolated or not important, but like I said, it really is sort of reflective of the general state of things. So when people are surprised to see a woman controlling the sound, because there's a lot of power involved in that, they're just very surprised. And but that's become less. That's become less. So now it's common for women to be DJs. It's not as common as to be the producers, the creators of electronic music, and the creators of digital culture. So that's an area that we need to do more work in. That women need to push farther in.
Now you're offering some technical workshops this morning before the conference proper gets underway, and I was very taken by the names DJ 101 and VJ 101. Why is that included in the program?
Because I think definitely for, especially, you know, with, I don't know anything about VJing, so I was actually joking that if I wasn't leading DJ 101, I'd want to take VJ 101, because I don't even know what the equipment's called. I don't know what it looks like for VJing. I don't know how to plug it in. So for somebody like me, VJ 101 would be perfect, because we want to demystify the technology for women and just say, this isn't that hard, it's easy, this is what a VJ console looks like, and this is how you plug it in, and so same thing with DJ 101. This is a turntable, this is how you put the needle on, this is how you plug it in, this is how you plug it into a mixer, and it's really fun.
That's great. You know, one of the things that I notice, like operating radio, is that sometimes when women start, it's like they barely touch the machine. They sort of like use two fingers to kind of sort of like work on the console, and I'm like, get your body all over it. It's like your console. You're like controlling the sound.
You say that because Tara Rogers, who's giving our keynote address at 2:30, and wrote a fantastic book called Pink Noises from Duke University Press, and it came out last year. I recommend anyone to read it. It's a wonderful read. But she was talking, interviewing some artists that said the same thing that you were, that they were doing DJ workshops with women, that they really had to encourage them strongly to touch the gear. It's okay, you're not going to break it. Like, you gotta grab it, you know, that kind of thing. So it's interesting what you say is totally correlated by Tara Rogers' book.
Yeah. It's like that whole, it's like an embodied thing, right? Mm-hmm. You're producing sound, if you want to have the empowerment of doing that sound, then you need to do it physically. Mm-hmm. And we're socialized against that. So mm-hmm. it's interesting. It's quite a different gender approach. Now, tell me about the mobile dance party that where you're going to be joining the IWD march on Commercial Drive. I think it's at 12:30.
Yeah, yes. And the mobile dance party is really exciting. You can meet at Broadway SkyTrain at noon, or is that 12:30? I think between noon and 12:30. I think if
my notes say 12:30.
Okay, then yeah, so 12:30, no later than 12:30. It's really exciting because it's going to introduce younger women to International Women's Day, which is in its 100th year in North America. So basically, mobile dance parties and flash mobs are something that we've seen in the last 10 years. Sort of rise up with the fact that we have the technology now to do it. It's just technology is more mobile, so music can be more mobile. And so, yeah, it's really exciting because it's going to attract a lot of younger women to the celebration that may not know about it or might not have been to an IWD celebration, and now they will, and they'll know how fun it is. So that's a really exciting part.
So tell me how it kind of works technically in terms of where does the music come from? So if you're going to be dancing, what's the music?
I think they've rigged up a stereo with portable speakers and a shopping cart.
Okay.
So it's probably battery powered.
And I know there's a hashtag involved if people have mobile phones. Maybe you don't know this, but there is a hashtag that you can call in requests, which I thought was just brilliant.
Oh, I know. I think I know what that is. It's so it's numbers, numeric sign, W2 Utopia 100.
Yeah.
Because it's the 100 songs, right?
From
100
okay.
women.
Okay, awesome.
So all week we've been Twittering and compiling songs, our top one. Like, everybody's just been compiling their favorite songs from women and women artists using the hashtag. So that all gets compiled according to the hashtag. And so, yeah, there will be a list compiled from participants in Utopia and people that are just coming or people that just want to go to the dance party. So all the songs will be played from the shopping cart.
One of the things that got me really excited about Utopia was that it's this combination of theoretical stuff, action, hands-on training, and performance. Tell us about some of the other things that are happening.
Well, so this morning, as mentioned, we're doing the DJ VJ workshops till noon, and then we have the mobile sound party that's meeting up with the March on the Drive, and then we come back to the space, and then at 2:30 we have a keynote address via video Skype from Tara Rogers, Pink Noises. And if anybody wants to check out her book or read some of the interviews that are in her book, it's pinknoises.com, which is actually really interesting because that's a website that she's had for the past 10 years that she's interviewed all kinds of women DJs and electronic artists on, and so it's compiled from there. So, and when I was in radio at CITR, Pink Noises was a resource that I used a lot to find women media artists and audio artists to play on my show. So she will speak, And then I will have the pleasure of introducing our respondents panel, which is really cool. We have Charity Marsh, who's the Canada Research Chair of Interactive Media and Performance, and she runs the Interactive Media and Performance Lab out of UN Regina. She'll be there. We have Isis from Salam, who's a solo artist, but she's formerly with Thunder Heist, and she will be on the respondents panel, as well as DJ Shi, who's a local DJ. And also media artist, does interviews and programming for Grounded TV. She also used to manage Beat Street, so she managed a record store. It's really neat. So that happens till 4, and then we have more workshops, and they're really diverse. We have Charity Marsh is going to do a presentation on the Interactive Media Lab and Interactive Media and Performance Lab. And for that workshop, that's called Creating Spaces for Women. And Leanne Payne from Creative Technology from W2 will also be giving a workshop on the creative tech incubator that W2 is working on. And then there will be advanced DJ workshops. There'll be one in Ableton, which is a very popular software for making music, and also one in Serato, which is a very popular software for DJing. And then we will also have a vocal workshop. We have another VJ workshop. And all this information is at creativetechnology.org. You just click on Utopia. There's a whole program. Yeah.
That's great. And then I know there's going to be like just a kind of killer lineup for the evening. Tell us about that.
Okay, that starts at 8. So the conference that goes till 6:30. We have a plenary. We sum everything up, and then we all have dinner together from 7 till 8. And then at 8 o'clock, the entire general public is very welcome, warmly welcome. And we begin the program with we have First Nations song weavers, and we also have Vancouver women writers reading their writing. And we have a fantastic MC, Ceasefire, that's going to be running things. And so that will be from 8 till 9. And then at 9 o'clock, around 9 o'clock, we'll have Peaches' keynote address. So Peaches will be there. She'll be present. And she's going to give a 20-minute talk about her pathway as an electronic artist, how she did it on her own as an independent artist. And it's a really inspiring message. She's a really inspiring woman. She's in her mid-40s now, and she's had a long career in electronic music, and prior to that, folk music and rock music. So she's really been all over the map. So she'll talk, and I'll ask her a few questions, and then I'll open it up to the audience. And then we will hear from more First Nations song weavers, MCs, hip-hop artists, and Vancouver writers. And then we have Tanya Tagak performing at, I believe, 10-ish. And again, please, I do urge you to go to creativetechnology.org and double-check all these times. But so Tanya Tagak will perform, and then that will unfold into the sort of three-room big dance party that's happening. And we've got all kinds of artists in all three rooms, everything from sort of ambient soundscape to straight-up hip-hop to party electro, lots of vocal performances from Zenobia, from Isis, from Thunder Heist, also from Blontron. It's going to be great. And I mean, the conference all day too, it's fantastic. We have complimentary childcare that's on site now, from now till, I believe, 10 p.m. Conference attendees will be fed and nice. All that kind of stuff. So we're staying open till 4 a.m. tonight.
Who are you hoping will come to the conference proper?
We're hoping that anyone that identifies as a woman, self-identifies as a woman. So trans women are welcome. And basically women 13 years and over, anyone that's interested, anyone that's curious, anyone that's never, tried DJ gear or VJ gear, or anyone or a seasoned DJ, that we have a workshop about booking your own tour and throwing your own shows. So people that are interested in maybe putting on fundraisers or putting on a night, you know, to where they could experience the kind of music and culture that they want to in a safe space, that they could come to our workshop and learn how to put on a show. And I think also one of the main things too is just for us to all meet each other and network and sort of feel our strength in numbers and feel supported and celebrate each other and feel inspired by each other's performances and each other's words.
Sounds fantastic. Yeah. And so there's still spaces open for people? And
I believe so, yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Okay. We've got tons. Storium's huge. Yeah. So that's what's so nice about this conference is it'll be nice if it's an intimate gathering, but we've got this resources for everyone. And I think that's really awesome. Yeah. Just to know that everyone that wants to come down can, that they'll all have a space. Yeah. It's really nice.
If you're a young woman listening now, grab all your friends and go down. You could get into this amazingly cool thing.
Totally. Registration's open all day, or you could come for the workshops from 10 to 12 and then come to the mobile dance party with us. You could meet us at the mobile dance party and dance your way down to the space. We're open till 4 a.m. So There's no cutoff. You can come anytime.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you very much for joining me. Have a fantastic day. I'm sure it's going to be really brilliant.
Thank you very much, Lorraine, and thanks to your listeners.
I've been speaking with Maren Hancock, a.k.a. DJ Betty Ford. Utopia happens all day today at W2 Storium. So for a full lineup, as she said, go to creativetechnology.org. And you're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 102.7 FM.